Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 22nd, 2024. And today we're doing group invocation coaching, where people step into the hot seat and they do invocations or ask questions about them, and then I give them feedback. And I can monitor internally to feel how they're actually working with them. So it's a chance to kind of brush up your invocation skills. And even if you're not in the hot seat or watching on the recording, you might be able to pick up some great tips from what I've told the other folks. So that's what we're doing. So I'll go ahead and set up our container. And again, I'm imagining this will go 60 to 90 minutes. Just depends how many people step up and how long it takes. Here we go. And I think just a rapid setup will be sufficient tonight. Allies, please come. Thank you. Please tune me up to the optimal vibration to facilitate this call in the best way for the highest good of all. Thank you. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy, to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. Thank you. Alrighty. Alrighty, very good. Wow, I feel that. Let me start by welcoming all the folks on the live call that I see in my little window here. So welcome Carmen, James, Judith, Judy, Laura, Linda, Marie, Pete, and Risa. So glad you're all here, and equally warm welcome to all of you folks coming in via the recording. So glad you're here too. All right. So what I'm going to do is first open it up to people who have not been in the hot seat for this particular event. In other words, I've never supported your invocation practice before in the invocation group coaching event. So anyone who has never been in the hot seat on this event, feel free to unmute. Actually, I guess I need to make that possible. So let me take care of that. All right, we can do it now. So unmuting is open. Everyone who wants to do any, and it can be any of the invocations. It can be in, you know, embodied awakening, healing, hollow reed, custom invocation, anything you want to do, we can have you practice or ask questions about it. So who would like to lead us off? All right, no one's jumping in. Last call for anyone who hasn't been in the hot seat of this event. Okay, Linda.
Okay. I need an invocation to have more courage.
Okay. Do you know how you would create such an invocation?
Not really sure.
Okay. Do you know how to construct a custom invocation?
No.
All right. So here's how it works. You say maximum, fill in the blank, that serves highest good, please. And you fill in the blank with what you're asking for. So in this case, you would just say maximum courage. That serves highest good, please.
Okay.
And
maximum courage, which serves highest good, please. Okay.
Okay. So if all you needed to know was how to construct it, then that's answered your question. Did you want to actually do it and have me kind of see how well it works for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Did you just say it for real, or were you just testing out the words?
I was just testing out the
okay.
words.
All right. So, you know what I forgot to do for us? My apologies. We didn't all get into embodied awakening. So let's, if you can hang out a second with us, Linda, let's all do that. And then you can pop back in and do your invocation. So let me see. I think everyone here is pretty experienced on the live call. Yep. We're all veterans. So let's all just do it. So please say to your higher self, if you're willing, maximum embodied awakening. that serves highest good, please. And just relax and be passive and let yourself be topped off. And the more passive you are, the better it works. At the human level, just feel the incoming energy if you have that awareness. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go. If at zero effort, you can still feel the divine self coming in, then stay at zero. Otherwise, just use the bare minimum effort needed to feel that happening. Be sure to use no effort of any kind, other than the tiny bit that might be needed to feel what's happening on its own. And if you get distracted, just gently return your attention to feeling the energy. Oh, that's feeling better for the group. Well done, everybody. That feels pretty good. I feel like we're all pretty good into embodied awakening. Sweet. Okay. Come on back, Linda.
Okay.
All right. So, are you in embodied awakening?
Yes.
Good. All right. So, let's try out that new invocation. Why don't you just say it like you mean it?
Maximum courage that serves highest good, please.
Okay, relax. And at the moment, 0 to 10, how much courage do you have right now? 10 would be just overflowing with courage, 0 would be like none.
Like two.
All right, so feel that two-ness
Okay.
and then just relax. Yeah, feel that energy starting to move in you.
Yes.
Good. So just let it come in. And your higher self knows how to make you courageous. It knows where to put energy and all the details of it. You don't have to worry about any of that. So I encourage you when doing a custom invocation just to relax and be completely passive. Don't direct it. Don't try to have any influence over the color or the being sending it or anything like that. Just relax. They've got all the technical stuff covered. There you go. And everyone else, if you'll just hold space for Linda. That'll help. Yeah, you feel how that courage is starting to get stronger there. Yeah.
Yep, I do.
And are you feeling it in any particular part of your body?
It started at my stomach, but it's moving up.
And where is it now?
I think it's moving past my throat and then going up to my head.
Good. Just let it move where it needs to go. Yeah, is your whole body starting to feel different?
Yes.
Good, that's good. You're letting it in. Well done. So ideally, you just let an invocation run until it's done. It'll kind of wrap itself up when it's done what it can at this moment. So let me know when you feel like, yep, I'm maxed out with as much courage as I can hold right now.
Me right now, I am
Okay, good. And 0 to 10, how much courage do you feel like you've got right now?
about a 9+.
All right, we'll take that. All right, that's all there is to it, Linda. So again, the general principle is if there's something you want to call in, maximum, fill in the blank. It serves highest good, please. And then just be passive and let it happen. It couldn't get
Thank you.
much simpler. Okay, good. Thanks for
Thank
leaving.
you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Alrighty. So, anyone else would like to volunteer who has not been in the hot seat before?
I'll go.
Marie, hi. So, what is your what would you like to do regarding invocations?
I would like to do maximum vision and wisdom that serves my highest good.
Okay. So let's be sure that when you say maximum vision, do you mean like the ability to in your inner mind visualize something, or do you mean physical vision?
All about
Okay.
physical vision. Well, the other thing, I've been having a lot of pain in my ear and jaw.
Yeah.
So I guess something for that for sure, because I've had
Okay.
to take aspirin every day for that.
All right, so what sounds like is we're trying to simultaneously do a healing invocation and a custom invocation. And ideally it's better to keep those separate because they're very different kind of processes. So I would recommend for our purposes here for this training class, just either choose the calling in of what you want or the releasing of what you don't. And let's just do one or the other for our training purposes. Is that okay?
If I called in what I want, it would be abundance.
Okay. All right. Now here's the deal. I'm going to get technical with you. Calling in abundance is sort of a law of attraction sort of thing, which is a physical manifestation. I assume when you talk abundance, you mean money and material stuff. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, a lot of money.
Okay. All right. So that's law of attraction, which is different than our invocations. Our invocations are for energetic shift immediate. Law of attraction is where you're calling in something to make it real in 3D. So, what we can do regarding abundance with invocations, we can ask the higher self to remove energetic obstacles to our abundance, or we
Okay.
can ask to be filled with the frequency that is most attractive to abundance, one or the other. But that's about as much as our invocations can do regarding that. Are you understanding my distinction?
A little bit. So
Okay.
I think putting myself in the vibration of receiving abundance.
Okay. All right. So that we can do a custom invocation for that. Very good. So again, these are some good principles that everyone would do well to learn. All right. So may I lead you in the wording? Is that okay?
Yes, please.
All right. All right. So first, are you in embodied awakening?
Yes.
Good. All right. So say, let me just feel into the phrasing here. All right. Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies,
adjust my frequencies
adjust my frequencies.
to have maximum attractiveness
To have maximum attractiveness
to financial abundance,
to financial abundance
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, okay. Yeah. You feel the shift happening in your head already?
I just got relaxed.
Good.
You
Okay.
see?
So you just relax and let the energy do what it's doing. Now, people who aren't super sensitive yet to subtle energy, their general experience, well, I feel relaxed. I feel calm. I feel peaceful. And that will be the extent to which they're consciously aware of it as
Yeah, I
you.
feel it now.
Okay, good. So just feel what you feel and just be completely passive. And yeah, my perception is your actual field is being shifted.
Yeah,
And
really good.
anyone who wants to ride this wave, let's all, do you mind if some of us tag along and make it even stronger for everybody?
Of course.
Okay.
Sounds
So
good.
anyone who wants to increase their financial abundance, which includes me, let's all do it together. And this includes folks on the recording. So anyone who wishes to, repeat after me now, spirit that I am, divine allies, please fine-tune my frequencies to have maximum attractiveness to financial abundance. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, please. And everyone just relax and be passive. Oh, yeah. When everyone does it, it gets a lot stronger. So everyone just relax and let the magic work itself. Now, this doesn't replace doing law of attraction work beyond this, but this is making your inner world more compatible with your outer work with law of attraction. Let's all just relax and let it work its transformation for us. I'm feeling a subtle, slow movement into a more blissful state. I'm also feeling some energy flushing out my hands and feet, mostly my feet, actually. They're kind of hot. So what that lets me know is, as the good energy comes in, it's needing to flush out energies that are contrary to it. So any blockages that you have that have been slowing or stopping your abundance, those are being flushed out to a certain degree to make room for the incoming attractive energy.
Feels great.
Good. Do you feel like your process is complete, Marie?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm feeling like there's still a little energy moving for everyone else. Do you mind waiting a moment and letting everyone else kind of catch up?
Oh, sure.
All right. And just relax and be open to whatever happens. They may give you a little bonus of a different nature, possibly. So just stay open to whatever they bring. Almost there. Okay, that feels complete. Do you feel any different, Marie?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Do you sense any shift in your attitude toward abundance or money? Does it feel like it's more or less possible now than before?
Yeah, it feels more balanced and accepting of the abundance.
Good. Well,
Yeah,
good.
it's very peaceful, very serene. Feels great.
All right, good. Well done. All right. Thanks for opening the door for all of us to call that in if we wanted to. All right. Thank you, Marie. And is there anyone else here who has not yet been in the hot seat for this event who would like to step in? Last call for newbies to this hot seat. All right, open season. Anybody can unmute and practice their invocations now. Feel free to jump in. All right, well, it's been fun. That was an unusually short event. Ha ha ha. Kidding, I think. So, truly, anyone who would like to practice, now is the time to unmute and step in. We got to have someone there, or it's going to get really boring. Thanks for the,
All right. Can we have maximum embodied Christ consciousness? And so that we can like shift into the fifth dimension
Possible.
faster?
Yeah. Okay, so let me just a minute here. Let me take a second. So Linda, you are the first one up today, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, you know what? Let's put you on pause a sec, but if no one jumps in in the next like 10 seconds, you can take a second. I mean, if no one's jumping in, then I don't see any reason why you can't do a second round. But let's leave just a moment in case anyone else really wants to jump in for the first time today. All right, looks like it's Linda. All right, so tell me again, Linda, what you were wanting to propose.
Okay, a higher consciousness so that we can shift more easily into the fifth dimension, and that we only come from like a state of love in all of our going forward type of thing.
Okay. All right, so that's a custom invocation.
Okay.
And the trick with invocations is I love to whittle them down to the tiniest number of words that gets the job done.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
So one possible phrase would be maximum fifth density consciousness of unconditional love that serves highest good. Does that kind of nail what you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that phrasing feel comfortable for you?
Sure. Can you say it again?
Maximum fifth density consciousness of unconditional love that serves highest good, please.
Okay.
So, and again, before you do it, again, this is one of those things all of us can do. So, it's just going to be juicier if we all do it together. So, anybody who wishes, I mean, Linda will be the only one speaking, but anyone who wishes to do this with us live or on the recording, it'll just make it more wonderful for everybody. So, feel free to join us. All right. So, Linda, are you ready? You're going to lead the
Yes,
way for us
please.
here. Okay. So, let's begin. Maximum fifth dimensional consciousness
Maximum fifth dimensional consciousness
of unconditional love
of unconditional love
that serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
All right, relax and be passive. And all of us who are doing this, just relax. Yeah, the vibration is already really sweet. Now, with a call-in like this, some people will only feel really sweet, high bliss. Others may feel healing processes happening to remove the heavy energies that are preventing the consciousness from being there. So just be open to whatever is happening to you. It's kind of like our events where we call in, unconditional love or 5D consciousness. In fact, that's kind of what we're doing right here, isn't it? Okay. So just realize there may be some stirring up and flushing of heavy as the new frequency comes in, and that's just part and parcel of it in that case. So don't be freaked out if healing happens. That's an absolutely wonderful part of the process. As the Stoics say, the obstacle is the way. Can you feel that notable vibrational shift there?
Yes.
Just relax into it. Yeah, that's really sweet. And again, as I've noted previously on other events, unconditional love is a very different experience than human heart chakra love, a whole different vibration. So don't expect it to feel like the love you've had for another human being, unless you're already working at that level. So just let it be the unique vibration that it is. Come in without expectations. Wow, it keeps getting subtler. So let's all just keep relaxing and opening to this increasingly subtle frequency of 5D unconditional love. Wow, that's so sweet. Is that feeling pretty good there, Linda?
It's like swooping in. It feels pretty cool. Almost feels like a wind coming in and then up. It feels really cool.
Cool. All right, does
Yeah.
it feel like it's done what it's going to do for now? Is that a yes?
I think it's still ongoing for a little bit yet,
Well,
Benjamin.
let's give it a minute longer then.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm feeling like we're moving into that bliss puree.
We are.
Some of us are
It
moving
feels
into this
really good.
sweet blended field.
Thank you very much.
Wow, thanks for calling that in. That feels awesome. All
It does. Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Linda. All righty. The doors are open. Who would like to jump into the hot seat next to practice an invocation or learn how to do it better? We hold a space of unconditional love here the best we can. So no one's going to judge you or find fault with you for not having perfected any of this. Ain't none of us perfect with any of this stuff. We just do the best we can. Molly, hey.
Can we do something like maximum self-love? Or I don't know if that would be your heart chakra
Well, you don't have to worry about where it is. All you have to know is what you're asking for, and you let your higher self take care of all the details.
or. Okay.
Okay. All right. So as we start, it's good to measure, and not that this is really scientific anyway, but look, we do the best we can with before and after measurement. So at this moment, if 10 is just overflowing with more self-love than you can imagine, and zero is I got none, how much self-love are you operating with at this very moment?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good right now. That last invocation was awesome.
But
Yeah, but maybe.
what would you say your number is right now?
I mean, it's like a 10 right now.
Well, are you sure you want to call in something you're already maxed out on? That kind of seems like
I guess, like,
disappointing.
just in general for life in general, do I have to be operating at a higher level of self-love, self-esteem?
Okay. All right, those are in a sense they're related, but they're a little different.
Okay.
So again, it's good with invocations to be as precise with language as you can because the allies will take you literally.
Okay.
So is it really if you're maxed out on self-love, is it how's your self-esteem right now on a 0 to 10? How solid is that for you at this moment?
Honestly, I'm suffering from allergies pretty bad, so everything's just kind of been flat out for a minute.
Okay. All right, but has that affected your fundamental self-esteem to have allergies?
My well-being, yeah.
Okay, but that's a whole different thing. Self-esteem is your fundamental psychological self-perception. An allergy is just a passing physical problem. So I don't mean to be so picky, but I'm just trying to get clear that we need to be very precise in what we're asking for, ideally, so we get the result we want. So are you actually asking for physical healing from your allergies?
Well, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. Is that the most important thing you want to invoke right now?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. All right. Physical healing for allergies. And right now, if 10 is, see, should we go with wellness or illness here? Okay. Let's go. If 10 would be, I'm just overwhelmed with allergies. I'm totally miserable. It's, I just can't imagine it being any worse. And zero would be, oh, I'm free and clear. No more allergy problems at all. What number are you at right now?
Like an 8.
All right, that's pretty strong. Okay, so take a moment to feel the eightness of your allergies.
Okay.
So you have a real clear sense perception of how it feels. Okay, so obviously this is a more specialized invocation, folks. If anyone who's hearing me also has allergies, you're welcome to do it for it with us. If you don't, then just kind of hold space. So repeat after me, Molly, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Maximum healing.
maximum healing
of my allergies
of my allergies
that serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now relax and just so wherever you feel the symptoms, where in your body are you feeling the allergy symptoms most strongly?
Sinuses, but also just all over body inflammation.
Okay. So you have two choices. You can either just focus where the severity is strongest, or if you have the ability, you can just feel everywhere that you're feeling the challenge. Are you wanting to focus more precisely in just the hottest spot, or do you want to feel the whole thing at once?
I'll feel the whole thing at once.
Okay, so just and that you're telling me that's your entire body, right?
Yeah.
All right. So just feel the whole body and the inflammation and just feel it as it is. And actually, they're giving everyone else a chance to join. If anyone wants to just say maximum highest good healing that serves highest good, please. Or if you know you need a specific healing, you can specify that. But you keep your process running, Molly, and I'm going to have everyone else join if they wish to. It's
Okay.
optional. So anyone else who wishes just for a highest good healing, actually, here's how we'll do it. Repeat after me. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And if you don't have a particular request, just say next in line. And then relax, and the allies will do whatever you most need. And if you have a particular request, just verbalize that now or think it and ask for healing for that. And then after you've gotten the words out, just relax and be passive, everybody. And in this case, passive means feeling the challenge if it is perceptible right now. So feel the discomfort if it's available to feel. And if it's a challenge that doesn't have a symptom right now, just hold general full body awareness. Or if you know where in the body the challenge is, you can hold gentle awareness there. Whatever is most appropriate for your actual circumstance. All right, Molly. So now we're working everyone. So are you feeling a lot of vibrating energy through your body, Molly?
I am, even my lower back too.
Good, good. Yeah, so my if I'm empathically correctly perceiving, they are now shaking up the energy that doesn't need to be there. They haven't really started flushing it yet, but they're getting it ready, loosening it up. Oh, actually, I'm starting to feel heat in my feet. So I think I'm feeling the drainage now out the hands and feet. Yep. So you just relax and let it go. It'll all go down to Mama Earth, and she is happy to take this from all of us. Now it feels like they're not stirring it up so much, they're just flushing out what's already ready to go. My body's not vibrating anymore. Yeah, does it feel like there's a good steady flush out the hands and feet now?
Yes.
Good. So just let it go. With the healing invocation, you don't need to know anything about what's clearing. No concept needed. Just feel the release and just let it go, whatever it is. When you're doing a healing invocation, if the body spontaneously wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, cry, make sound, make large motions to move stuff out, all that's fine if the body spontaneously wants to do it. So people should feel free to do that if that helps the process. like we still got some good drainage. Everyone's doing a great job. And remember your healing process, if managed skillfully, helps everyone else's healing process. We all kind of create the vibe together. Ooh, I just got a nice uptick of consciousness. Did you feel that little shift into higher awakening there, Molly?
I did, yeah.
Good. Yeah. You're clear enough heavy, you wake up a little bit more. You can't avoid it. That great onion works like a charm. So, Molly, does it feel like there's still healing happening, or has it kind of run its course?
I still feel it moving, like in my forearms and hands and
Okay,
feet.
let's give it a little while longer then.
Okay.
So, just to remind everybody, your passivity is the key to success here. The only thing your ego needs to be doing is feeling wherever in the body the challenging energy is. This simple passive awareness of it. Or the more specialized approaches I mentioned earlier, if it's not something you can actually feel. By the way, all my yawning is not fatigue, it is energetic release. Lately, I do a lot of yawning on these calls to move energy through. With another subtle deepening of awakening there. Nice. Thank you, allies. And as always, I'm not making any of this happen. I am, as usual, acting as the empathic tour guide and just reporting what's happening on its own, thanks to our beautiful helpers. How's that now, Molly?
Feeling pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's check the allergies. If 10 is excruciating symptoms and 0 is no symptoms at all, how strong are the allergies at this moment?
We like a four.
So they drop by half?
Yeah.
We'll take it. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well done. And thanks to everyone who held space for Molly to help that happen. So grateful to you all.
Yes, that was more effective than when I did it earlier today.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You're
Yes.
welcome. Well, when you get a group of people holding space and helping, and that tends to empower things pretty nicely. All right, who is next? Please unmute and step into the hot seat. Anybody can volunteer. Nobody? Y'all just a bunch of rubberneckers? Well, if we're going to keep the call going, we need someone in the hot seat. So, nobody? Really? All right, then, last call. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
I have no idea for an invocation that I want to learn. I'm just gonna unmute because this is silly.
All right.
So,
So,
what's a rubbernecker?
a rubbernecker is someone who just looks and doesn't participate.
Oh,
Around like their neck's
gotcha.
made of rubber. Yeah.
Gotcha. Now I get it. Okay, cool.
That's what they called it in Oklahoma, where I grew up.
That's funny. Okay, cool. Okay, let me try really hard to think of it. Like, okay, what do I need? Guess for me, it isn't so much that I need help like coming up with an invocation. Maybe it can just be like a check the energy kind of thing.
Okay.
And which one of the 20 that I've done use? Okay. I'm focusing. Okay, they keep. All right, we'll do this one. So the invocation is maximum attunement to the frequency of divine love, which I mean, we've already done it.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, we've already done that one. I mean, it's a little
Well,
different. It's
if
kind of wild, but
well, let me see. It's similar, but I guess it could be a little different. You want to try it, see what
it
happens?
could be. Sure.
Okay, let me write it down just a minute. To frequency of divine love. Zoom just added a note-taking feature, which I'm using. It's very handy. All right. So now we called in 5D unconditional love earlier, and that felt a certain way.
Yeah.
So now we're going to discover this little bit different phrasing and see if that creates a different effect. It'll be interesting to
Oh,
see.
she's definitely a different energy. It's just gonna be a matter if you pick it up or not. But okay,
Well,
let's
I
give this a shot.
can't wait to see. Okay. All right. So everyone just take, and of course we can all do this together. This is a anybody wishes to experience this. So live it on the recording. So feel how you feel right now. And if you want to try to put a number on how much of the divine love frequency you're already holding, that might be a little tricky, but see if you can.
Gee. Right now, maybe, I don't know, a two or a four, somewhere down
All right, so you're ready to run it?
there. Sure.
You want to just speak it without me having to tell you because you told me what it is.
Right, here we go. Maximum attunement to the frequency of divine love that serves highest good, please.
Maximum attunement to the frequency of divine love that serves highest good, please. All righty. Woo! Yeah, it does feel different.
It's different.
Well, thank you,
You're
teaching.
welcome.
All right, so everyone relax and just let the frequency do its thing. It's subtler than what we did before. This is fascinating, Laura. I'm feeling your divine helper is holding space for us here.
Huh, I wonder why that is.
Well, you led the invocation.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful. Well done. I'm feeling some sorrow coming up, some grief. Once again, sometimes a frequency requires release of incompatible frequencies. So that's perhaps why I'm feeling some of my own grief coming up to be cleared. Anyone else who's feeling any heavy energies coming up for release, just feel them. The obstacle is the way. Just be present with whatever arises. Doesn't matter if it was yours or someone else's to start with. If you're feeling it, it's yours to process. Or should we say yours for your divine self to process for you while you just hang out? Yeah, those are very subtle frequencies. It's like gossamer or really fine lace kind of vibe. Very, very subtle. Or are you, Laura, are you feeling a lot of angelic energy here?
No, but I think the only reason I don't feel angelic energy is because it's probably around me all the time, so I don't know that there's a difference.
Yeah, fish doesn't know it's in water.
Exactly. Just because people tell me that all the time. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, we'll just wing it.
Ha.
Yeah, I'm presuming lots and lots of angels here. It's so beautiful. Like this is their native realm. And we're just fortunate enough to be able to hang out here.
I believe that this is actually where I came from before I incarnated this time.
Ooh,
So.
lovely. Oh, yeah. So I feel that frequency stabilizing. So each of us just relax and receive and become one with this angelic energy to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Some of us will have more or less resonance to it. Just be with it and let it do whatever it can. Of course, these beings of love and light will never force anything that doesn't serve you. So each of us will receive this vibration to the extent that really serves us.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because from here, I go to attuning to the frequency of my soul and then attuning to the frequency of abundance, prosperity, and wealth. That's been my routine for a while.
You want to piggyback those right now?
Sure.
Okay. So, do you feel like we're pretty stable here at this angelic level?
I can't tell, so I'll let you decide
Well,
that.
do you feel pretty stable here? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I feel ready to move on to the next part. Yeah.
So you just spoke two different invocations, or do you just run those at the same time, or do you let one settle in and then do the other?
I let us get to the frequency of the soul, and then once we're in that realm, then I call in those three, because basically my guides showed me that those three energies are attributes of our souls. And so you learn that you are abundance, you are prosperity, you are wealth. And I've actually been doing this with my 28 days group and have had pretty good responses to it. So
Okay.
appears it blesses everyone, but just, including me. So that's kind of nice to
All right. So why don't you do the
know.
second one and let's
Okay.
all anyone who wants to take that ride, just speak it after her. Go ahead, Laura.
Maximum attunement to the frequency of my soul that serves highest good, please.
Wow. That's an even subtler frequency.
Yes, and as I said it, everything felt a lot better. Like, whoa. Like, this is home.
All right, so just absolute passivity for everybody. Just let the frequency be what it is. Let it be your sole focus. Wow.
Oh, that does feel good.
Yes, it is.
Wow, this is so cool. Yeah, I could feel like a few people kind of like click in, like, ooh,
Nice.
yes. Yes.
So, Laura, I'm going to leave it to you when you feel it's right to bring in that third level of invocation.
Yeah, I was asking them like which is better to ask to merge or to attune, and we'll do the attunement this time. So then it's spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
please attune me to the frequencies
Please attune me to the frequencies
of abundance, prosperity, and wealth.
of abundance, prosperity, and love.
And wealth.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Well, love is wealth, so that's okay.
Prosperity, abundance, and wealth. Thank
Yeah, thank you.
you.
You can even put that I am at the end and try it.
To the abundance, prosperity, and wealth that I am.
Yeah, this or something better. Thank you.
This or something better, thank you.
Oh, they like that one.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, for me, they're working something in my brain that is in the way of that. So it looks like they're working to
Oh,
do it.
okay.
I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, because there's actually two steps after this.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't do any good to just hang out. I mean, it does. I mean, hanging out here, you're merging with these energies. And so that gives them the opportunity to clear whatever is getting in the way of that blending and merging. And then, but then you need to bring it to the human. And
Right.
so.
Good. So, personally, I'd like just a bit more time here because there's,
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
yeah,
Yes.
my guess is I'm not the only one having a block,
Yes.
cleared.
Yeah, I mean, the first time they had me attuned to the frequency of my soul, it was all healing that day. I couldn't go there, and I was cool with that because I learned from you that that's normal.
Right.
But within by the next day or two, I was able to get there. So, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
It takes some time. And the nice thing is everybody'll have the recording so they can listen to it over and over. Because the more you do it, the easier it gets to be there.
I can feel my own block is softening now.
Good.
Feels like it's in the back of my head. Yeah, now it's starting to flush out. Good. Ooh, nice. New frequency. I feel like I'm a cool blue flame somehow.
Nice.
They're just doing a little patch up work on that thing. So take just another moment. Okay, I'm good. So, what's your guidance, Laura, to leave a little more time for others or to proceed to the next step?
The 2 steps that I've used that have been the most helpful is you just ask to please bring this down to the higher self level, and then ask that they integrate these energies at the, into the body and make that the new normal, and just let that so that you physicalize the energy.
So is that
Hopefully that
one step
helps.
or two separate steps?
It's 2 because I never go straight from soul to body ever. It's like, nope, you gotta come down to the higher self level
Yeah,
first.
would you take us to the next step, please?
Yeah, sure. So it's really simple. It's like, please bring this down to the higher self level,
Please bring this to the higher self level.
and then or the level, and then you can feel it just kind of drop down like an elevator, like ding, coming down.
Like a space elevator.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah. And then the higher self. And just with that.
I feel the higher self receiving the frequency. Nice. And I'll leave it to you to read the field and determine when it's best to bring the next one.
Okay. I've told them to give me a physical cue when it's time to move on to the next step, and it's
Okay.
coming.
Take your time. It's not like anyone else was jumping in to be in the hot seat.
Because actually, now that we've done this, I do have a question for an invocation, but we'll finish this first.
Okay, good plan.
All right. So then I was like, okay, how do you want to do this? Integrate or. Yeah, okay. So I guess the best wording I can think of right now is spirit that I am, divine allies.
Spirit that I am, divine allies.
Please integrate these energies
Please integrate these energies
with the body
with the body
to the extent that serves highest good
to the extent that serves highest good
and make this the new normal.
and make this the new normal.
To the extent that serves highest good.
The extent that serves highest good
This or something better, thank you.
until it gets even better.
Until it gets even better. There we go. I like that. That's better.
The
Oh.
greatest thing
Oh.
that's
Okay.
good.
Oh,
Ooh, yeah. Now that's a frequency I have not felt before. You're very good at this, Laura.
you. I have to give credit to my guides because they're the ones who have me do this. And then it's like, okay, now teach this to people. Okay.
Good. Well done.
Thank you.
So some of y'all may be having your physical body feel unlike it's ever felt before. I'm certainly having that experience. So just relax into it the best you can. Even the most wonderful upgrade is going to feel a little alien at first, just because you've never been there before. But just relax into it the best you can. I feel like I just locked in. How do you feel like the whole field is doing for everyone, Laura?
Well, see. Just a few moments more, I think.
Sure. Happy to hang out.
Yeah, okay. I feel like we're in a good spot.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
Right. Does that complete your cycle?
Yes, that's done.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, you look different.
Yeah.
Oh,
You take over
cool.
anytime. That's amazing.
Cool. Yeah, so of course, if anybody else wants to go, my question is, I know you've done it before, but I wasn't there when you did it. Clearing like past life blocks, or I don't know if they're God. Okay, so basically I've gotten this from two Akashic Records readers, so that tells me that, yeah, okay, this is something needs addressing. But in terms of like money, they're like, there's some past life stuff, like over many lifetimes,
Right.
that are contributing to this. And so it's like, okay, how, what's the best way to word this to clear it? And I don't know, is this a, is, how does karma fit into that? I
Well, in my
don't know.
opinion, we don't have to worry about any of that. In other
Okay.
words, you have to think, what's the simplest phrasing that will get me to my desired outcome? And it
Okay.
sounds like your desired outcome is financial abundance, right?
Yeah, because the one that I've been using has been maximum clearing of all, oh, of anything that is, oh gosh, no. I've been through a few iterations, so now it's all messed up. It has to do with releasing whatever resistance there is in me to receiving money is
Yeah,
the
that nails
idea.
it. So, in that
Okay.
case, whether the resistance is from this life or a past life, you've covered all the bases.
Oh. Okay. So what's
So,
the cleanest way to say that?
I would, again, even asking for the clearing of resistance is almost not quite what you really want. What you want is the actual abundance, not just the release of resistance to it, right?
Yeah, well, okay, so I look at it this way. I look at it this way. If I, you know, it's kind of like I've had people, I've taken them into body awakening and they aren't quite feeling it. And then I have them do the healing invocation to clear whatever is ready to be released. And then I have them do embodied awakening again, and then they feel it better. And so I feel like starting with clearing whatever's in the way first, let's do that piece first, and then that makes more space to call in the energy that I want.
So, I like that, and I think that's a good procedure. But also, it's just worth noting as a side note that we did several processes tonight where we were calling in a frequency, and as part of the incoming higher energy, it automatically cleared out lower vibrations that were in its way.
That is true.
So I think you can take it either way.
Okay, that's great.
My feeling is probably doing a two-parter where you start with just clear the obstacles to it
Okay.
and let that be a primarily healing focus where you're kind of
Okay.
expecting the heavy energy. And then once that's done, then say, okay, now I call in maximum, easy attraction of money or whatever phrasing you're going to use, that sort
Okay.
of thing. And then call in, now that you've cleared space, you call in what you do want. It's
Okay.
kind of like, in IFS work, you spend most of your time clearing out the stuff that's in the way, and then the final step is to call in the replacement energy. That's good.
Yes.
So yeah, I
Yes.
like your approach. I think it could technically work either way,
Okay.
but I think as a general rule, for most people, it would probably be best to do the healing part first and then the calling in the actual stuff you want second. I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. All right. Wow. If you'd ever be interested in doing what you just did as a full event, I'd love to have you host that.
Oh, okay. Thank
Yeah.
you.
I mean, I had a fabulous experience. And again, sometimes the members have been asking for shorter events. They say, oh, do something that just 34, 45 minutes. And if that process you just did doesn't have to take super long, it doesn't have to be padded out to be a full hour or anything. It can just be as long as it is.
Okay.
So not I'm not I'm I just maybe I should have waited and asked that privately, but if you would like to, just let me know and we can like even schedule it next month if you want.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. By the way, the ally said because of what you just did, this is now a best of event. And it's absolutely because of that amazing process you just did. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, allies.
Lori gets her first best of star. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we still have a little time. We have up to like 20 more minutes if we need it. Is there anyone else who'd like to jump into the hot seat and do some invocation work? Linda and Molly thanked Laura in the chat. Great blessing. Nice, I agree.
I'll go again if
Okay,
anybody
Marie,
else wants to.
what would you like to do?
Well, I would like to have a clear focused invocation. Sorry about the noise for my physical eyes.
Okay, so again, that's a good start, but you haven't actually asked for the actual outcome that you want.
Okay, maximum 20/20 vision that
There
served
you go.
my highest best.
That's a clear statement of desire. Okay. Okay. And I think we all understand that 20/20 vision is perfect vision, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So anyone else who would like maximum 20/20 vision is welcome to do this with her. Heck, I'll do it.
You want me to do it?
If you want, or I could lead you, it's your choice.
Well, let me do it and see how it feels.
Okay, you go ahead and lead. I'll speak after you.
Maximum 20/20 vision
Maximum 20/20 vision.
that serves my highest best.
That serves my highest best.
On the physical plane,
On the physical plane.
and all dimensions.
In all dimensions.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's let that work. So I'm feeling some confusion among the allies because they're not understanding how 2020 physical vision has to do with any other dimension.
Oh, right. Right.
So
Okay.
I
Yeah.
think again the unnecessary complexity kind of made it hard to work. Would you like, I think if you just said maximum 2020 vision that serves highest good, please, that would be probably a more effective and simpler wording. What do you
Didn't
think?
I say physical vision?
I think you did, but that was just my suggested phrasing to kind of whittle it down to what you're actually asking for. Okay,
Okay, let me do it again.
yeah, let's try take two.
Okay. Maximum2020 vision
Maximum 2020 vision.
that serves my highest good.
That serves a higher.
This or something better.
This is something better. Perfect. Well phrased. Good job. Now, yeah, I can feel that now. They're working that. They appreciate your clarification, and now they're happy to work that. Yeah, I'm feeling some lovely frequencies in my eyeballs. Oh. Nice. So, Marie, are you feeling any of that energetic stuff happening in your eyes?
Yeah, I feel it's going deeper into my brain now. First it was my eyes, but now it's deeper
Good.
into my brain.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of nerves that go into the brain that relate to vision, so they may work any or all parts of that pathway.
Yeah, I feel like they're working from the back of the brain forward.
Nice. I'll just let them do that then.
Because I think it's, I had trauma, head trauma when I was younger,
Okay.
and I think that they're working on that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm feeling like a higher vibration. It's intense, but I mean not too intense.
Good.
But yeah, it's a higher vibration
Beautiful.
throughout my whole body,
Woo.
throughout my spinal column.
Good. Enjoy that. The more you actually enjoy the frequencies, the more healing they can be for you.
Yeah, because they're working on my stomach and it's like they're lifting me. They're like, yeah, they might be separating my spine. Yeah, I think they're elongating my body.
Nice.
Specifically in the middle of my back, I feel it hot, and Yeah.
Good. This is a good example. Sometimes you ask for a particular healing, and then they start going off to other areas that don't seem related. But you can be assured that in some way, what they're doing supports what you originally asked for.
Right, because yeah, when I was 3, I was hit in the head with a baseball bat, but then I also had a bicycle accident. So that did a lot of head trauma and body trauma. I've had, yeah, some a car accident. So yeah, I seem to work on everything.
And they might just be giving you bonus healing beyond what you asked for too. So just let them work. They're always very good at what they do, and they give you what you need.
Yeah,
So
I totally feel it.
good. Well done. Ooh. Getting the new brain buzz, little deeper bliss there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel going really deep. Also into the problem of my jaw and my teeth, like everything is my head, basically.
Cool.
Yeah, in my stomach.
Nice. So I'm possibly feeling a sense of completion of the process. How are you feeling with that, Marie?
I would like to have it continued, but you can get somebody else. I'm really enjoying this.
Well, yeah, well, they're happy to keep working you in the background, but they're inspiring. We only have about 10 minutes, and they would like me to do one last
Yes.
thing for everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I bet you keep your process running. That's great. Thank you. That was sweet. All right. They're wanting to close with a full group process of just everyone just doing one of my favorite invocations, just saying highest good be done. Just leading
I
allies,
see.
whatever we need. So I invite everyone to join me with that, whether you're live or on the recording. So just take a moment just to see how you feel now. Get your baseline. And just say, highest good be done.
Highest good be done.
And everyone just relax. And just let this beautiful energy have its way with you. I recommend absolute passivity and just full body awareness and just feel whatever happens. You can't feel any energy moving, just feel your breath come and go. And my frequency is getting higher and subtler. And I'm feeling, starting to feel my physical body more. It's been pretty much pure energy for a while. They're slowly integrating all this back into physical form. And your body may feel quite a bit different than you're accustomed to. Just be okay with having your body feel different now. First, referring to your physical body there. Leave just a moment longer for that to integrate. I feel settled. Everyone take a moment, feel how you feel. That was quite a ride, especially thanks to Laura's wonderful process. Thanks again for sharing that with us, Laura. I'm going to close this up. Allies, thank you so much for your beautiful support and for letting us have such beautiful experiences in the realms of the angels and higher dimensions and 5D and love. So grateful for all of it. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's hearing my voice right now, while we're on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Beautiful allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All right. So that's a wrap. But if anyone has any follow-up questions or comments, I'd be happy to entertain those. So feel free to jump in with questions or comments. You can still unmute or you can type in the chat.
This is a very powerful call, and I thank you all. Laura, it was delightful, and everyone who contributed, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Laura typed, thank you, Benjamin. That was awesome.
I just want to say thank you, and that was wonderful and so much fun. It was a great ride.
Yay. I'm glad, Molly. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Judith typed, thank you. That was so awesome. Risa put some celebratory heart energy in there. Thank you, Risa, for the great little graphic. Anybody else? I'm still buzzing like crazy. I wasn't expecting a call like this to generate this kind of energy, but hey, I'll take it. All right, last call for questions or feedback. All righty, then we'll wrap it up. Big thanks to everyone who stepped into the hot seat. Thanks to everyone who didn't but held beautiful space. Grateful to each and every one of you. Thanks to those of you folks on the recording, sending your energy after the fact to help us out. And as always, so grateful to have you here in Awakening Plus. Thanks for being here, and thanks for bringing all your good vibes to what we do. I'll see you again soon.